Into the Ryer on YouTube channel, Travis Ryer with you on a Saturday afternoon. It is almost time for Alabama Vanderbilt from up in Nashville, Tennessee. What we're going to do is something a little bit different on the channel this week. We're going to do a first quarter watch along. Now, when I say a watch along, we're not going to actually pull the broadcast up here on the show. What we will have is the stats broadcast version. We'll have stats updating throughout the game. We will talk about things as they unfold between the Crimson Tide and the Commodores. And Diego Pavia, quarterback for Vandy, going to maybe challenge this defense a little bit in some ways. He's thrown 6 touchdown passes this season. He hasn't been picked off yet. So done a pretty good job in a couple of different ways of reinvigorating a Vanderbilt offense that desperately needed it after a year ago. You're also able to check in via the comments, the show chat here. And there's our guy right there, Bob Rutherford. He's ready. Bob's always ready for some Crimson Tide football. We are as well. Going to be some storylines to keep an eye on in this game. We talked about them a little bit here on the channel throughout the week. It starts with Pavia on the offensive side, obviously, for Vanderbilt. You know, what you've got to do there if you're Alabama is make some other guys in this offense beat you. And he really likes Eli Stowers, his tight end that came along with him. Offensive coordinator Tim Beck came along with Pavia from New Mexico State. Jerry Kill, the former head coach at New Mexico State, came with that group, and now Eli Stowers leads the Commodores in receiving. He's a tight end, but they'll use him in some different ways, and I think Alabama's linebackers very much under the microscope in a game like this on the defensive side. Maybe the safeties get involved in some of that as well. The Husky position with Devontae Smith, perhaps. You see Red Morgan rolling in there as well once again this week. But some good stuff for the Alabama defense to consider between Pavia, Stowers. Can Vanderbilt get anything out of the running back position? That's been a little bit problematic for Vandy. They've been so quarterback-centric. And conversely, I've heard a lot of that from Alabama fans this week too, as it relates to opportunities for the Alabama running backs, especially in that win over Georgia last week. It was mostly about Jalen Milroe. Hey, you go win games however you have to win them. As I've said through the week, though, here on the channel, I do think this is a prime opportunity for Justice Haynes, for Jam Miller. You know, when you talk about this Vanderbilt defense and what they gave up the last time out when they faced Missouri and got gashed by Nate Noel, the running back for the Missouri Tigers. Tough one for Missouri out in College Station, huh? Earlier today. What about that? Texas A&M? We're going to have to put Texas A&M on the radar maybe a little bit. Connor Wegman back in there for Marcel Reed. I thought it would be Marcel Reed at quarterback, but Wegman was very impressive. Le'Veon Moss, very impressive. That A&M defense just shut down Mizzou offensively with a veteran quarterback in Brady Cook. So very impressive to say the least. And of course, you've got these 3:30, 2:30 games cranking up before Alabama Vanderbilt. Looks like George is already getting on top of Auburn in Athens, 7-0. The Dogs lead in that one. And also, Ole Miss was in rebound mode after that disappointing loss to Kentucky in Oxford last week. But boy, Ole Miss showing no signs of a hangover. Up 14-0 with still about 3 minutes to go in that one. But of course, we're going to be locked in right here to Alabama and Vanderbilt. We'll get you going with the first quarter here on Ryer on YouTube. And then at the half, if you want, you can catch me on Spaces on X and Twitter. I'll be on X, Twitter, whatever it is you call it these days, at Travis Ryer. That's where you can find me there. And I'm going to go on Spaces and talk about the first half in general. And then post-game, we plan to have Kalen DeBoer's press conference here on Ryer on YouTube. And then immediately after Kalen talks to the media in Nashville, we will do Aftermath, where we come on live with you once again here on the channel and talk about Alabama Vanderbilt. Last time these teams got together up there in Nashville, a total taking apart of the Commodores by the Alabama Crimson Tide. 59-0 back in 2017. Alabama ran the football for nearly 500 yards in that game. Not ready to go with 500 rushing yards for Alabama in this game, but I think 300 plus could be there for the taking. You look at this Alabama team in terms of health. Kendrick Law, as we know from the player availability reports this week, will not go for Alabama in this game. Otherwise, looks to be a team in pretty good shape. There's been some question about, I think, Justin Jefferson this week, the linebacker. Had some guys go out during the course of that Georgia game last week. But all in all, looks like the Crimson Tide came through it in pretty, pretty good shape. So Alabama Vanderbilt set to kick it off here momentarily. It is a limited capacity Vanderbilt Stadium up there in Nash Vegas. So with the construction, kind of trying to work around that, you know, there had been some talk, would Vandy play some home games maybe at Nissan Stadium this year? That hasn't been the case. The Vanderbilt administration apparently wanted to try to maintain some semblance of normalcy for their student athletes through the course of the season, because this isn't just about football. I mean, obviously the stadium up there was in dire need of a renovation and modernization. But there's other sports that are impacted by this thing apparently. And so, it is being played limited capacity, and it'll largely be a lot of crimson and white up there for Alabama and Vanderbilt. But again, quarterback play going to be, as it seems to be almost every week in football in general these days, right in the central focus of most of us, because Jalen Milroe is playing out of his mind to open this 2024 season. Big game, as we know, last week against Georgia. How does that look against Vanderbilt this week? Will you need him as much maybe in the run game, or will you be able to be a little more running back centric? And can you continue to spread the football around to 10, 11 receivers like you did against a very good Georgia defense last week? Now, those are things we're going to find out here momentarily. I've said it again. I think the backs, I think Miller, Haynes, going to be very much involved and very capable of taking care of business, especially behind this Alabama offensive line that seems to be finding itself now with Caden Proctor in the lineup. And of course, what you know about that interior OL for the Crimson Tide between Booker and Roberts and Brailsford. I don't think if Alabama doesn't want to, or doesn't want to as much anyway, I think Alabama can get just in some base formations and really just run straight up zone runs, maybe some gap scheme if they want to, and get after this Vanderbilt front seven with that and those backs. So special teams, tough week, tough outing the last time out for the Vanderbilt kicker. 3-6 at Missouri, and those were big because in a double overtime loss, multiple misses usually come back to haunt you. That was the case. Perhaps this game doesn't really come down to special teams. Maybe James Burnup isn't a big part of this game, punting the football for Alabama today. Maybe, you know, we see some different things again in the return game. With Kendrick Law out on kickoff return, that's going to be a little bit different back there. I mean, we saw that change during the course of the Georgia game because he went out in game against the Bulldogs. So plenty of options in the kickoff return game. I think Justin Jefferson's availability, maybe not so much this week, but if he is able to go, that impacts you as well in terms of special teams. So you like to have him on your coverage and maybe return units, the linebacker that certainly brings something with him to the party. And getting ready to kick this thing off now. And what I'm going to do again, I'm going to bring up the live stats. That's what we're going to do. We're going to bring up the live stats, and as the game progresses, you know, that's kind of how we'll move along. There you go. There you see the live stats that we'll have up for you. Take down some of the graphics, maybe shrink this this me. Oh, that's way too much me, isn't it? Yeah, let's get this. There we go. That's the me we like. And the ball has been put into the air, and it is a touchback. Vanderbilt with the football first. Alabama won the coin toss, elected to defer, which is pretty standard these days. And so Vanderbilt will come out with Diego Pavia at the quarterback position. Comes Vanderbilt. Probably going to keep you in some some base and, well, base is 425, and that's what it appears Alabama is in right now. You've got Pavia in a pistol formation. You got a tight end on the ball, a tight end off. He's going to give it between the tackles, and it's going to be a minimal game. I believe that was Cedric Alexander, the running back for Vanderbilt. Maybe, yeah, that's Alexander for a short gain. Again, you got your bigs in there. You got Tim Smith in there. You got Tim Keenan in there. You got those linebackers with Deontay Lawson. And, of course, Jahad Campbell. Q Robinson getting the start at the Wolf. Quay Rasol still working back from that lower extremity injury, although we did see him some. And there's the two tight end look with Stowers. I may be a little bit behind, but we'll keep it up to date pretty well. Jamarian Latham at an end. Kind of get you outflanked here on a little jet sweep. And that's going to go, it looks like, the 7 or 8 yards it needed to. That's Newberry. He's one of the running backs, actually. They'll work him on some of those perimeter runs. And so able to get the edge early and get a first down. Initial first down to Vanderbilt there on the jet. They'll play those guys together, too. And you'll see Alexander. You'll see Newberry in there together. And they'll do some different things with them. A little bit of a spread concept here. Looks like you got really three wide receivers into the field, motioning back to the top. Now you're 2x2 with a pistol back. Pull a tackle down inside. It's another interior run. Solid, solid pickup on first down for Vanderbilt. Getting a little push there against that Alabama front seven. That's going to be 6 or 7 yards for Alexander. And Vanderbilt just trying to work quick, not trying to do anything fancy, anything so far that takes much in the way of time to develop. That wouldn't seem to work well against this Alabama defense. So quick hitters, whether it's the perimeter with the jet on that second down run or just kind of a quick dive action there to the back for 6 yards on the first down of the game. Pavia in the gun, back directly behind him. He's going to keep here. He's going to slip. And Devontae Smith was in good shape there. He set a nice edge against that. That looked to be quarterback run all the way. They're going to show the replay here. Kind of a fake. And you're bringing Stowers across as the slider. And look what Devontae Smith did to him. Stowers is 235, and Devontae Smith just stopped him in his tracks. And that forced Pavia, I think, to have to maybe try to cut up a little bit more, or it happened a little bit quicker than he was anticipating, and he goes down for a 1 yard loss. So now a 3rd and 5, Alabama in that spread formation, trips to the field against this for the Crimson Tide. Pavia going to throw a little, that's a little rub right there on the outside, and that's going to go for a chunk play. That's going to be a first down. I think Vandy caught Alabama maybe in some man coverage there and kind of ran. We'll call it a rub. Watch the receivers come down right here on Lawson and see when Damani goes down like that. Now the back has got a free release to the flat. The linebacker can't get over the top because he's getting the rub action from the receiver coming down. Rub, pick, you know, I don't know what the difference is anymore. I know that you're supposed to be at least presenting yourself as an eligible receiver. Yeah, that went for an explosive. So another first down for Vanderbilt now across the midfield stripe. Pavia going to throw the crosser, and he's got it there. It's going to be another nice pickup for Vanderbilt. First down pickup of about 13 yards as Alabama, after the catch, tries to pull the ball out. But Skinner on the grab there for Vanderbilt. Let's see what Alabama's in here. I think this might have been just zone. Yep, and he just hits it underneath. And there's a reception. And Keon Saab now, you know, once they've got you on tape as getting hit with a double move, you're probably not going to be as aggressive coming downhill on those type of throws. You're probably going to stay back a little bit, and that's how you get some cushion created there. You got Quay Rasol in there. LT Overton checks in. Great pressure on Pavia, but can't make the play, and there's Stowers. Stowers for an explosive play down inside the Alabama 20. There's that extended play. There's that Manziel attribute for Diego Pavia. Fake the give. Overton's in pretty good shape. A little bit out of control. Now you break contain to the edge and a guy that Pavia is very familiar with. Yeah. Pavia actually moves the ball over to his left hand on the play. And now Campbell on that is in no man's land because you got to respect Pavia, the runner. But if you come up, now you got Stowers behind you. Here's speed option into the boundary. And Pavia is a strong guy. You're going to have to get him on the ground. Not the biggest guy in the world, but you can see from that field level look when you get it, this is a guy, a former high school wrestler. You're going to have to be, you're going to have to be strong with him. You're going to have to be, you're going to have to be physical with him and getting him on the ground. He's good at shaking people up around his shoulders. Very strong for a smaller guy. Uses that sort of leverage that he has from his size to his advantage. So second and five now for Vanderbilt at the Alabama 11 in the red zone. Going to give here pretty good room there for the back. And that's going to be a 4-yard pickup. That looked like a power concept, maybe. Maybe pulled a tackle inside or it's 4 yards though. And it's going to be a 3rd and 1 for the Commodores inside the Alabama 10 at about the 6.5. So yeah, it's about a full yard. It looks like, Vandy needs to get to the 5.5. Alabama now, let's see who they got in there. Damon Payne inside. That's James Smith inside. It's going to be straight power. There it is. Get Quay Rousseau inside a little bit and just take it right to the Crimson Tide and push Alabama defensively into the end zone. 6-0. Vanderbilt took it right to the Crimson Tide there. Brought the tight end kind of back into the backfield and went really heavy there to that left side and then just paved the road with the left side of that offensive line and into the end zone, Vanderbilt goes. 6-0, pending the extra point with 8:46 left up in Nashville. Telling you, you got to take these guys seriously on the offensive side of the ball. There's a lot of connectivity there from the coordinator, Tim Beck, to the quarterback, to the tight end and Stowers. You better take care of business. And so there you go. It's a 7-0 lead. We'll look at this maybe statistically. Here's the replay again. Bring the tight end back into the backfield like a fullback. Now, you know, Rousseau takes a kind of gap angle there. He shoots a gap, looked like the B gap. And when he did, it just looked like it created some space and nobody was really there to fill it. And so guys out of gaps maybe, and Vanderbilt takes advantage of it for an early lead. Let's see here if we can pull up some stats from that. That drive goes 75 yards. Let's see here. 75 yards and takes what? Takes 6 minutes and 14 seconds off the clock. And a lot of it really had to do with first down success, it seemed like, for Vanderbilt on that drive. It wasn't like Alabama got Vanderbilt in some third and longs and Pavia just kind of made some plays on you, you know, had some early down success. And it was David Dalrymple checking in here. Hell of a drive. No doubt, David. And that's what this offense is capable of doing. If you're not in the right frame of mind and you haven't done your work during the week, because in a lot of ways, this offense is almost like dealing with an academy offense. You know how much Nick Saban used to hate Georgia Southern back when Georgia Southern was a triple option offense, or, you know, you had Mercer that ran some of that stuff in the last few years, or, you know, offenses like that. You just don't like to deal with it. And you have to be assignment sound. And it's not always about you making the play. You know, it's not always about you crashing a gap or shooting a gap. You know, sometimes it really goes back to the dirty work of maintaining a gap, you know, holding some guys up maybe and allowing other guys to make plays. So Kane Womack with some things to figure out, and that momentum that Alabama struggled to shift in the second half last week against Georgia kind of feels like some carryover defensively. Although again, entirely different approaches. Georgia offensively, what it does versus what this Vanderbilt offense is about, it's not really the same game. But in terms of making plays and getting off the field, right now, going back to about the middle of the third quarter of last week, Alabama once again struggling to do that. And Vanderbilt had a script ready for Alabama, I'd say, because there was nothing fluky about that. There weren't any flea flickers. There wasn't really misdirection. That was just, we've planned. We had a bye week. You know, we've been looking at you for a couple weeks now, and here's our 15 or 20 plays. And based on those first 15 or really 10 plays, I guess it was, 10 play drive, 76 yards, 6:14 off the clock. I don't know if I'm Tim Beck, I get too far away from it. So now it's up to Alabama to answer here early. And the Alabama offense, of course, is going to take the field coming up here in just a little bit by with Jalen Milroe at the quarterback position. And we'll see. It's a maturity type game for Alabama. That's kind of what the narrative has been this week after everything that team used up against Georgia, right? What would it have in the tank for Vanderbilt on the road coming off a bye week? There's your low line drive kickoff. It's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. You did have Cole Adams back there as one of your return guys. So here comes Jalen Milroe. He's on one. He has accounted for no fewer than four touchdowns in each of the first four games of the season. And it looks like your offensive line is essentially the same as it's been for the last couple of games to start. Robbie Oots is in there at a tight end. And this does. This looks like 12 personnel with C.J. Dupree in line, Robbie Oots off the ball, and Jeremy Bernard in motion. Justice Haynes offset to the right. And there you go. There's your first give of the game. 4 yards, 4.5 yards to Justice Haynes on pretty much just a straight zone run. And that was the expectation going into this game. If there was a game on the schedule in the foreseeable future that set up like this for the backs, Vanderbilt was it. And so now Alabama still in 12 personnel. Ryan Williams going up top to the boundary. Milroe takes the snap. Quick pass, and it's deflected at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete. So now Alabama going to play 3rd and 6 right here with 8:13 left in the first quarter. Third down conversions. Alabama been pretty good in that regard. Haynes still in the game. Looks like he's offset to the left. You got a bunch formation to the field right here. This is 11 personnel with C.J. Dupree still in there as a tight end. 3rd and 6. Milroe with a little bit of a high snap, bringing a little heat at him. And that ball's deflected into the air and into the awaiting arms of the Vanderbilt DB. And it is going back for a Vanderbilt touchdown. Pick 6 for Vanderbilt. Looked like Jalen tried to rip one in there, and the ball got deflected. There was a collision almost simultaneous, it looked like, to the ball getting there. And we'll see it again here on the replay. Now, did Tua drop the ball going in? Did he drop it? I don't think he did. I think he's okay. Or he didn't step out of bounds, maybe. I was checking for a couple things. Did he step out? I don't think he did. And I think the ball stayed in. Was that Caleb Odom in the game early? Yeah. That's Caleb Odom right there, 18, chasing. Yeah, I'd like to see the replay of the actual throw and deflection there. So the PAT pending, 13-0 Vanderbilt now with 8:03 left in the first quarter. Oh, went off the upright, no good. A little bit of everything here early. Vanderbilt's kicker, who we told you about in the pregame, had his struggles at Missouri. He dings one. Yeah, that was trying to work it to Ryan on a kind of a smash or a hook. And ball got deflected, and it deflected imperfectly, if you're Alabama, right to an awaiting Fournette for Vanderbilt. So 14 or 13-0 now, Vanderbilt over Alabama. I don't know. Maybe this watch along, maybe it wasn't the best idea. I mean, you know, everybody's going to catch some shrapnel from this, I think. But I think some of the things you wondered about with Alabama coming off that Georgia game and started on defense, never really provided resistance to the Vanderbilt offense on that side of the ball. And Bob's not happy with play selection here. One run by running back and two passes. He says, stop it, Bob. I'm not going to be negative. Well, look, I think you're going to have some people agree with you on that, Bob. You know, we talked about it during the week, and with the first snap of the game, the ball goes to Justice Haynes, and it kind of just felt like a game where if you wanted to against this Vanderbilt front seven, if you wanted to mash a lot, you could probably do that. And it was second and six. And it wasn't like second and six and you really were taking a shot. Now, you could say, well, you were trying to get a touch maybe for a running back again on the second and six. But, you know, until I see Vanderbilt, especially on the heels of not only their performance against Missouri defensively, but even Georgia State ran the football at a high success rate pretty much against Vanderbilt the game before Missouri, they're going to probably have to make me not pound the rock with my backs before I do that. So, but if you're Alabama, the key now is don't panic. You know, yeah, it's 13-0, but you still have obviously the superior roster. You don't have to get too far out over your skis in this thing and really perhaps expose yourself. It's tough enough right now. You know, Vanderbilt's a better football team, certainly, than they were a year ago. And a lot of that has to do with number two at the quarterback position. I get that. But everywhere else, you should be able to, you know, impose your will, so to speak. So we'll see. You know, this is a supreme maturity check. And I think this next series or so is going to tell us a lot. There's E-Man. He's back deep with Cole Adams with Kendrick Law out this week. So here comes your kickoff. Let's see. I don't think that's probably, no. E-Man's going to take the touchback back there. So Alabama now down 13-0 with the football after the touchback. And, hey, if you're Vanderbilt, this is exactly what you had to have happen to try to win a game like this. It was going to take non-offensive touchdowns or Alabama being very sub. Yeah, that was a nice play by the DB. Was that DeRicky Wright? I don't think it was, but yeah, good play by the DB. So now you go, you show empty. Now you're going to come in with the two tights. Justice Haynes to the left of Jalen Milroe. Take it, give it to Justice, and not much there. He's going to lose a yard. Back to the 24, it looks like, for Justice Haynes. That play really seemed like it took a little time to get going. I know you want to, and Patterson's a nice player at linebacker. I know you want to, you know, as a back, give yourself some time to let some things develop, but nothing there for Alabama. So now 2nd and 11 for the Crimson Tide. Alabama in three wide receiver set, 2x2. Justice in the running back position. Jalen's going to throw it. There it is. Middle of the field, he's got C.J. Dupree, and C.J. makes a guy miss. And now C.J.'s on the run down inside the Vanderbilt 30 to about the 28. So there's the explosive play. And this is kind of a continuation of what we saw last week, too. Jalen with this seemingly increased confidence and command of the middle of the field. Drives one into Dupree there. Dupree can do some things after the catch, as you saw. Made a guy miss. Now CJ's going to catch a Gatorade break. You got 11 personnel. Here comes the guard tackle counter. You pulled Caden Proctor there from the left tackle position. Wasn't able to really get that thing the way you wanted it. Vanderbilt played it pretty nicely, and it's 2 yards for Justice Haynes there on a 1st and 10 from kind of outer red. As Haynes will come off. E-Man Henderson comes off. Here comes Jam Miller in the backfield. He's going to line up initially, at least directly behind Jalen Milroe. It is 11 personnel Oots in the game at the tight end, and then you're in a three wide receivers. You're flooded here to the boundary with the back offset now with Jam there too. Here's Jam looking to break a tackle. He's not going to be able to do it. Pick up about a yard, yard and a half. So it's going to bring up about a third and five or six. Longwell's a nice player for Vandy. Pretty sure tackler. Linebackers, Patterson and Longwell, pretty good players. You should be able to have success, though, against that interior of that defensive line. And so now Jalen in a third and six from the Alabama 26, 2x2. And this is 11 personnel. Is that Quavis in the slot down here? I think it is. Jalen takes it. He's going to work the middle again. There's a tight end, Quavis, and he gets leveled but hangs on. Hell of a play by Josh Quavis, because he can't breathe right now. I can go ahead and assure you of that. Big, big hit. I mean, Jalen did what he needed to do there with that throw. I mean, he put it in a good spot and just a clean, it looked like anyway, in real time, looked like a clean football play by Vanderbilt. And Quavis, unfortunately, down on the field. Hopefully he's going to be okay. There you see Kalen DeBoer coming out to check on him. Jeff Allen and his staff are as good or better than anybody. There it is. He kind of takes that big shot against zone coverage. That DB is just dialing up Quavis right there in that look. So you knew the hit was coming. Give Josh Quavis a lot of credit, man. That's a tough dude. Not only just to get up from that, but to make the catch and finish the play. Those are the type of plays mature teams make in situations like this. When they get down big early on the road against an inferior opponent, third down and six, trying to keep a drive alive, that's what you get from a veteran in Josh Quavis. 12 personnel, Jam still in there at the running back. There's Jalen keeping early. And that's going to go for a minimal gain there on the first and goal from the Vanderbilt. I guess that was about the 9, right? There's DeRicky. He's a Gadsden guy, Vanderbilt DB. Seems like he's been there 37 years at this point. Good player. Good player. So second and goal now. And yeah, DeRicky Wright. Second and goal for Alabama from the 8. Jalen takes it, going to give to Jam. Jam stays on his feet. Good work on the left side, and Jam's going to walk into the end zone for an 8-yard touchdown. Alabama on the board. That looked like split zone pretty much. And your All-American left guard, it looked like, Tyler Booker, and your sophomore standout tackle, Caden Proctor. We'll see what maybe Parker Brailsford does on that too, if and when we get to a replay. But that was a much needed answer from the Alabama offense. Here comes Graham Nicholson for the PAT, and the Miami of Ohio transfer hits it right down the middle into the construction site back there in the end zone. Couple of third downs Alabama hit on that drive, right? Jam Miller, with that strength, is able to break through some arm tackle attempts, and Alabama right where it needs to be after falling behind 13-0. So that drive, let's go back and take a look at it for Alabama. Pull it up here on the screen. Go look at plays. Kind of recap that. What do we got here? There it is. You had the third and six was huge. I mean, to Quavis, obviously. That's the key play of the drive. But the spark was the 46-yarder to Dupree. So the tight ends getting it done early. Of Jalen's 63 passing yards on that drive, they all came from the tight end. They all went to the tight end position. 46 to Dupree, and then 17 to Josh, who writ his name in crimson flame with that catch, man. That was rough. And so defensively, you're about to come back out there and you're still down six, but has the alarm clock gone off? Because your first time out there, you didn't have anything for Vanderbilt. You know, Vanderbilt did have 2/3 on that first drive, that first possession, but they converted them both. And so, you know, right now, things pretty even statistically, but right now, the non-offensive touchdown looms large, but it's still early, still very early. And we'll see if, see again, if the Alabama defense has a little something. And it's not, you know, it's as hard as you make it against a guy like Pavia. I mean, he's not easy to defend. And I've been here on the channel for a long time espousing his attributes going back to his time at New Mexico State. He's one of the more admirable players in college football for me. But right now, you know, it's time for that front seven to link up and connect and just everybody take care of their job. That's what you have to do. If you get guys jumping gaps, you get guys getting picked or chasing things, it's going to be rough. And, you know, I don't know. You know, it's still early. We've only seen one possession, but, man coverage can be tough against a team like this, because really, when you think about it, you watch Vanderbilt so far this season, they don't have guys on the outside that can light you up. So you're kind of lured into, hey, we'll just man these guys up. But then there's other ways that they can use man coverage against you, like very early with the flip to the flat, to the back for the big play. But ultimately, you got to take care of the interior run game. You can't have happen what happened to you a couple times on that last drive. I mean, Diego Pavia, if he wins the Heisman today, he wins the Heisman. But Cedric Alexander ain't beat me. Those running backs aren't beat me. You know, with zone runs or even some gap stuff. So here comes Pavia and the Vanderbilt offense. Let's see what Alabama's in defensively here. Offensively, looks like trips to the field, back offset to the right. Here comes split zone action. There's Alexander again, 5-6 yards. So until you start taking care of that, it's going to be really tough dealing with Diego, because then Diego is going to run when he wants to run, you know, instead of when you want him to run. And so that's 5 yards on first down for Alexander. Looks like Sean Alexander so far, right? And Diego in the gun once again with the back directly behind him. This is 11 personnel. Diego going to keep on the option. There you go. Malachi took care of that. Malachi played it where, you know, he had the quarterback and the pitch if he wanted to. You run option into the boundary like that against a good football player like Malachi Moore, it's probably not going to end well. And so Malachi with a tackle for loss there of Pavia, and it's going to bring up a 3rd and 6. Vandy converted both of them the first series that they had. There's Keanu Coote in the game. You got Tim Keenan in the middle of that defense. Tim Smith at an end. You've got Jamarian Latham at the other end. And Coote's kind of mugging it up in there in the gap. And Pavia is going to throw the football or attempt to. And now he's broken contain again. And there is his leaking tight end across the middle of the field for a 3rd down conversion. You really got to keep this guy in the cup. I know it's easier said than done, but this is could have been maybe a little bit of a tug there on Coote as Pavia left to his right from the pocket. But he's not a bad passer. This isn't to say that Pavia can't legitimately throw the football, but yeah, you got to keep him in there. You know, what was it Saban used to call it? Mush rush. Motion across the formation, orbit motion, post snap, straight give up the middle. Better job that time. Looked like Tim Smith did a pretty good job of making a pile out there off the left side of the Alabama defense, able to clean it up for maybe a yard for Vanderbilt. And that's going to bring up a 2nd and 9 for the Commodores with 2:02 and counting. Again, we're going to be here for the first quarter, and then we'll move over to Spaces at halftime and update you on X, the X Twitter account, at Travis Ryer. Alabama now looking at a motioning tight end back into the formation. Here comes Diego, runs one way or fakes one way and then gives back the other way, a little misdirection, but Alabama's linebackers, Campbell and Lawson, aren't biting, and it's another minimal gain for Alexander. Now, what's going to happen is Vanderbilt runs that to see if those backers stay in there for the back coming back, but you almost are guaranteed that here, probably in the not-too-distant future, Pavia is going to keep that and keep coming to the corner. So 3rd and 7, can you make Pavia beat you from the pocket? Can you keep him from doing what he really wants to do? You got 2x2 here. Here comes option out to the boundary. You got to get off a block. Well, not really get off the block there, does Devontae Smith, but Deontay Lawson, boy, covered some serious ground right there to make the stop off the pitch from Pavia short of the first down. Let's see how Alabama plays this right here. You'll see kind of the motion out from the back. And Deontay does a really nice job getting out there and make the play. Devontae set pretty good edge. But Vanderbilt will punt now with a running clock and under 25 seconds in the first quarter. 4th and 4 and a chance to pin the Crimson Tide deep in its own end. And looking back up into that sun. Ryan Williams back deep for the Crimson Tide, able to haul that in. Crimson Tide will be backed up, but hey, feel like you kind of weathered some things now after that 13-0 start. You only got 11 seconds left here in the first quarter, so you're going to run a play, maybe two, I would guess one. But first quarter stats to this point, Jalen Milroe, 2 of 4 passing, 63 yards. We do have a flag on the play, by the way, on that punt. Oh, wow. Is this too many men on the field against Alabama? Yes. Yeah, so that'll be a first down for Vanderbilt. How about that? We just talked about poise and maturity and getting yourself back on track. And on a 4th and 4 on a punt, you got too many men on the field on your punt team. And so these are the type of things that will go into determining how long the game is truly competitive. And at this point, you're a quarter into it. You burn a quarter and you're down 6. So for now, anyway, it's not time to panic by any means. But these are the things, especially, I know the crowd breakdown, all that stuff. You're still not in Tuscaloosa. And so Vanderbilt back on the field from the Alabama 47 after the first down from the penalty. Pavia in the gun, trips to the field, motion coming this way. And now you're going to get a little bit of a flea flicker here. Latham in pursuit, and I think it's going to be a ditch out of bounds. Yeah. Tried to run a little bit of a reverse action with a pass off of it, and Alabama was ready. So give the defense some credit for that. Latham kind of took an inside angle there on 8, who was looking to make the throw there. You see him come across the formation here, circles back. And you've got Jihad there. Malachi tries to make the pick. 2 seconds left in the second quarter. So now a 2nd and 10. And is Red Morgan? Well, it looked like Red Morgan was about lined up offside at the Husky, but then motion across the formation maybe helped him there, because it looked like initially if that slot receiver just stays there and doesn't go in motion, that Red might have been lined up offside. So another stop for Alabama defensively in terms of that second down run. And so when the second quarter gets underway, it'll be another third down opportunity for the Crimson Tide as we get the second quarter underway. First quarter stats, as we told you earlier, And by the way, that was, you know, a quarterback. Was that Nate Johnson that Vanderbilt got into the game there after the penalty on the punt? Really, really checking under Alabama's hood to see if the Crimson Tide is awake. But Pavia, 4 of 4, 56 yards in the first quarter. Cedric Alexander, better job against him on that second series, or this current series anyway. 8 carries, 32 yards. He did have the touchdown run there in the first quarter. Newberry with 1 carry on that jet sweep for 8 yards in the first quarter. Also had a catch for 14 yards. That was against that man coverage, a little bit of a pick action there. Eli Stowers, the tight end, 1 catch for 17 yards. Again, former teammate of Pavia at New Mexico State. So when Pavia looks to break the pocket, there's a good chance he's going to be looking for number 9, and that's Stowers. And then when you look at the Alabama offense to this point, Jam Miller, 2 carries, 9 yards, and a touchdown. Justice Haynes, 3 carries, 6 yards. C.J. Dupree with a big 46-yard reception. Cuevas with a 17-yarder on a third down to keep that touchdown drive going there in the first quarter. So that's it for the Alabama offense. Not a lot of plays because you gave up the pick six. But you did have the touchdown drive there in the first quarter to kind of answer things. Now, you know, you need to get off the field again on this third down as the second quarter gets underway. Now, listen, going to be on Twitter, going to do the spaces at the halftime. So we just wanted to give this a shot with the first quarter watch along. It was certainly adventurous, and we certainly appreciate all of you who have subscribed to the channel. If you haven't subscribed as of yet to Ryer on YouTube, we certainly hope you'll take that into consideration. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button right now. Hit that notification bell. That way you're alerted to all of our content as it drops here on Ryer on YouTube. And if you'd hit us with a like, we'd appreciate that as well. And with that, enjoy the rest of the football game. Again, spaces at the half on X, Twitter. Going to go there and do some audio recap there at halftime. We're going to do aftermath live here on Ryer on YouTube. Talk about the game in its totality. No matter what happens, we're going to be here. Win, lose, draw, whatever. We'll be back here on Ryer on YouTube with aftermath after the game. And our expectation is to also have Kalen DeBoer's post-game press conference. Until all of that, Travis Ryer, thanking you once again for joining us. And until next time, so long, everybody.